Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision making.
I'm Rachel Marshall, editor at the Cochrane Editorial Unit. Caring for patients towards the end of their lives raises many challenges, and several Cochrane reviews bring together evidence that can help. Bridget Candy from the Marie Curie Palliative Care Research Unit at the University College Medical School in London, England, outlines the findings from a new edition in May 2012, which looks at spiritual and religious interventions.
Being ill and close to the end of life can cause us to ask questions such as why me or why now. These questions may rekindle, intensify or invoke spiritual or religious concerns. Addressing such concerns may help us to cope with being close to death, perhaps because religious or spiritual belief facilitates renewed hope and peace of mind by providing a way to grieve for one's own impending death. Research in the area of spirituality presents numerous challenges, but there have been some randomised trials of interventions for patients in the terminal phase of the disease which involve spiritual or religious components. Our Cochrane review brought together this evidence, allowing us to start to examine the effects of these interventions on well-being. We found that setting a definition of what we meant by a spiritual or religious intervention was an early hurdle to overcome. But it was necessary to do so because understandings of the terms spiritual and religion are broad and varied, meaning different things to different people. For our review, we defined a spiritual or religious intervention as one that contained reference to beliefs or experiences in a realm that transcended the material world or daily experience. In other words, these beliefs or experiences went beyond the universal search for meaning, which is part of all psychotherapy, and often pertains to values such as family life, relationships, and work. We sought interventions of any religious or spiritual form, such as prayer, pastoral care from a religious leader, interventions involving discussions of spiritual religious concerns, expanded consciousness, or approaches described as transcending everyday experiences. This could include yoga, but not purely physical forms. We also included meditation, because this usually induces a mode of consciousness that goes beyond the everyday and involves self-realization or enhanced meaning. We found 5 trials, which involved just over 1,100 participants. 2 of the studies evaluated meditation. The others looked at the effects of multidisciplinary palliative care interventions that involved a chaplain or a spiritual counsellor as a team member. All 5 trials were undertaken in North America. None provided details on participants' religious or spiritual beliefs, and none of the reports provided theoretical underpinnings of the components of the interventions being tested. Because the interventions and how the original trials measured effect on well-being differed so much, we were not able to combine data across the review. In the 2 trials of meditation, neither reported a significant impact on overall well-being, but the one involving meditation with massage did enhance quality of life. For the interventions that involved a chaplain or spiritual counsellor, none reported a significant impact on well-being or quality of life when compared to the other groups in the trials. Based on the trials that had been done, we were not able to report any data on the possible effects of yoga or prayer. In summary, despite the wide-ranging importance of this topic, the lack of research means that our findings are inconclusive. We were unable to answer the question of whether spiritual or religious interventions for adults in the terminal phase of a disease impact on patient well-being. The studies we found were relatively small, and differences between them prevented us combining their data to boost the power of their findings. There were also problems of interpretation in the trials of multidisciplinary interventions, where it was not clear whether all participants met with a religious or spiritual team member, or whether those in the comparator group received spiritual or religious support from elsewhere. One of the important things that we've been able to do, though, is identify the need for further trials that would directly compare standard care versus the same care plus an enhanced religious or spiritual component. Such research needs to take place in many parts of the world, not just North America, and be conducted in diverse populations with a wider range of cultural backgrounds and traditions.
The information on the 5 trials that Bridget and her colleagues were able to include can be found in the full review at thecochranelibrary.com, where you will also find future updates of their work as new evidence becomes available.